In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. Having seen much of what happens in the world now, we understand that faith is important to some and not important to others. That faith is something some live and are willing to die for. And for others, it's something we follow inconvenient. It's something that makes us feel good at times, so we follow it. Makes us feel bad at times, so we abandon it. And we chop and change according to our own experience. Faith is relative in as far as its effect on us. But the truth of the presence of God is not relative. It is absolute. He is there. He may manifest himself to us in different ways, in different situations, at different times. But he's there. He's there for each and every one of us as we need him. He's there for us not only as we want him, because we all want God in different ways. We want God in ways that satisfy us. We want God in ways that present solutions at certain times. We want God in ways that suit a certain stage of our lives. And so he will not always be there in the way we want him. But he will absolutely and without a doubt always be there in the way we need him. When the multitudes needed to be fed, he fed them. When the sick needed to be healed, he healed them. When his people needed to be freed, he freed them. When he saw that we needed a promise in resurrection, he came and he gave us that promise. God knows what we need. Just as a father or mother knows what a child needs. They will sometimes stomp their feet for all the wrong reasons. They will sometimes insist on things which may not be good for them. But they want them. And we want many things in life. We want many things because many things are important to us. And we become frustrated when what we want is not what we receive. But maybe for me, in my life, I have now come to understand that what I want is not always what God desires for me. Sometimes I want things at that moment, in that situation, for that reason. And I've been disappointed not to get them. But in hindsight, I have realized that God gives us what we need because that is the answer to our joy. God doesn't just want us to live here. Living here is simple. It's only a very short period of time. God wants us to live eternally so that even when we leave this world, we're in his presence. And he promises us that. Even when we leave this world, we're with him. He wants to safeguard our futures, not only our present. And the world, this life for us, is present. The future for God is the life that is to come. That's why we celebrate the resurrection. That's why we commemorate it for all of this period of time, to remind us daily that he has given us what we need. The salvation that stood as something that could not be reached. The obstacle of the separation between God and man, between heaven and earth, he removed that. He could only remove that personally, and he did for us. So he wants us to rejoice in that. He wants us to be reassured of that. He wants us to realize that whatever pain we have in this world, whatever disappointment, whatever apparent failure, is really temporal. Whatever loss we experience now, in whatever way, is a loss that we will be recompensed in the fullness of the joy of our presence with him. And that's our faith and that's our life. St. Paul said, if we don't believe in that, then we're foolish. We're foolish because we hold on to this world. And this world passes. But he also said that the world will consider us foolish if we speak of a resurrection. Because as far as this life is concerned, this is it. We do everything we can for this life, for these times, and then it comes to an end. So of course, if you're not focusing on this life, and if you're focusing ahead, then that must be foolishness for the world. The world is a place that is made for us and that we share. The world is a place that is prepared for us, specifically for us. But it is a world of temporal existence only. It's never meant to be forever. That's why the resurrection is our hope. The resurrection is our joy. The resurrection is our promise. That in it, we will not only rise ourselves, but we will be reunited, restored to God and to his whole creation. We'll be one again with him and through him. And in that, we find comfort, we find joy, we find promise, and we find hope. And glory be to God forever. Amen.